Hey there, it's episode 68 here on the Position to Profit podcast. Thank you for being here. I'm excited to discuss this very popular topic of how to charge higher prices. So if you are a coach, consultant, or entrepreneur, and you are looking to sell your product or service, please tell me you're selling offers and not just products or just a service or trading time for money, but you're really looking at things more holistically, and how to charge higher prices will certainly help you overall, right? When you look at that profit line. So in order to do that, there is a very high level perspective that I want to share with you and impart so that you can position yourself to profit higher. All right, ready? Here we go. Let's go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. Hey there, Patty here. Thanks for joining me on this episode. And today's topic is a popular one, is really about how to charge higher prices. You know, the question comes up of, should I charge a higher price? Or if you are pricing your products or services because that's what the market will bear, you're pricing yourself right in the middle. And as you may know, there is no competitive advantage to being the cheapest unless you're a commodity. But when you're right in the middle, you're kind of also commoditizing yourself. So breaking away from that and charging higher prices obviously will afford you greater opportunity to maybe invest in traffic and advertising, because you have the margins there, especially if you're selling a service or an online product. The offers that you're creating with higher than average margins, when you charge a higher price, you know, you're able to be more free around, hey, I need to invest in traffic, I need to invest in my lead gen efforts. And it is absolutely possible to do that, but there are some things that are really important. It's not just, in my opinion, a matter of saying, okay, I'm going to up my prices. I mean, you definitely want to be congruent. But what I will say is, it's really fascinating, because wherever you are in the market that you are in, just know that there's some people who unconsciously will think that somebody that's charging higher, they have this belief that, well, if they're charging higher, then they surely must be the best, right? Or they surely must be at the top of the market. And so the other part of it is, when you do charge higher prices, it gets people's attention. It gets on the radar. Now, we want to make sure that you're getting on people's radars for good. And I was just watching the other day, there's a show on YouTube. Yeah, the show's a BuzzFeed show called Worth It. And on Worth It, it's these two guys with their cameraman, and it's actually an opportunity for my son and I to bond over a YouTube show. I'm like, I'll take it. I'll take the QT quality time with my son. But at any rate, the whole gist of it is it worth it, right? Is it worth it to eat a $4 pancake and then, as opposed to an $88 pancake? And that's just the one example. What they do is they eat their way around California and all over the world, actually, and they compare different price points. Could be food or cars or wine or anything like that, experiences in general. This one episode, they were looking at a $4 pancake. They went to go test out a $4 pancake. It was the owner of a small place where the guy had, he was sharing his oat pancake, and his mom had come up with the recipe once upon a time, and he really had created this whole place. You know, he had an independently owned place where people would go for the pancakes because they were just so notable. And then the second tier, they went to another place. The two guys, they went and tasted the savory pancake. It was like a $16 pancake. So a 4x the amount for this particular pancake, which was called a hot cake, and it was more of an experience, right? They had chopped pistachios on it, a blackberry compote, smoked maple syrup, ricotta cheese, a total experience, right? Savory and just really special. My mouth is watering. And then the $88 pancake was actually a caviar pancake, where they had made a custom banana pancake where they smoked the banana peels. They candied the bananas that were then turned into flour, and they topped it off with this most amazing caviar, and somehow it was an explosion of flavor. And this pancake was legitimately an experience for $88 for the plate, for this two little sized pancakes with really beautiful caviar on top. Now, here's the deal. All of them at the end of the day were pancakes, but one pancake is $4 and the other one was $88. An entire experience, right? There was a story behind it, how they roasted the banana leaves, how they used all parts of the banana, where the caviar was sourced from, how it was truly unique and special. And it truly was a Purple Cow experience. We know Seth Godin saying that Purple Cow is that thing that stands out, is that there are people who will order this $88 pancake because it's remarkable. It's something worth talking about. It's something that you absolutely have to try if you're in that market of splurging that amount of money on a pancake, right? It's something that people talk about. So here are the facts, though, when it comes to charging higher prices. Like, you have to have this clear brand promise, right? You got to deliver on what it is that you say you're going to do. So in the case of the pancake, there's a whole underlying story about the integrity of the products, where the banana leaves were sourced, how they do it, just the entire experience, you know? And so how do we bring these concepts back to you is that you, in what you do, you have to have a brand promise, and it has to be clear. What is it that you promise, that you commit to deliver to your client? And what is it that you say you're going to do? And do they have a clear understanding that you're going to do it? Because anything that does not meet the brand promise, anything that falls short of the brand promise, is not meeting the expectations. And we all know when something does not meet the expectations, your clients, I don't have to tell you, they become very disappointed. Bad news spreads, and it is very tarnishing. It has a tarnishing effect on your brand. And really, ultimately, it inhibits the ability for you to create expansion in your business. So you have to remember that your brand promise is best served when you know how to engage your customers on an emotional level. Notice that in the $4 pancake, I talked about how the guy has such honor for this oat pancake, and he was honoring his mother, and he told the story of his mother and how he was so connected to this oat cake. He was so inspired. He created this whole thing around it. But the $88 pancake was so experiential, even in the way that they served it. They rolled it out on a cart. They had this hot stone plate where the banana pancake was on the grill, like this little makeshift grill. And it was the perfect temperature and served by the server with the 1 ounce of caviar right on top. And you knew where that caviar was from. You knew how it was sourced. The whole thing is that there was such an emotional tie-in. It was becoming an experience. Well, we don't sell pancakes, right? If you're a coach or consultant, you don't sell pancakes, but you are selling an experience. So you want to make sure that your brand promise, you serve that when you know how to engage with your clients at an emotional level. And does your brand promise align with what matters to your premium prospect or your ideal client, your client, etc.? So what is it that they really want? Tap in and understand from a value standpoint, what is it that your ideal client, I call them premium prospect, do you really know what they want? Are they coming to you for convenience, for significance, for safety, for status? Are they looking to be inspired? And within that, do they have a clear understanding of what your brand promise is? Because if you're thinking of charging higher than what the market will bear, you want to make sure that you have that distinction. You want to make sure that you're truly zagging when everybody else is zigging. Just think of that banana pancake with the caviar on top. Truly remarkable, truly an experience, and it was meeting what their customers want. They want to have that bragging right to say, I had an $88 pancake. It's also a status, right? It's a status thing. That's what they were looking. That's what they're creating in essence, is people say, yeah, I had a caviar pancake. It becomes remarkable, becomes something that they're talking about, right? So you want to make sure that you're truly zagging when everybody else is zigging, as you've heard me say over and over again. And of course, you want to make sure that you have that solid brand promise, one that you honor and deliver upon. And of course, the way to do that also is, well, how do you know that how am I going to show them that I can deliver upon it? Well, you want to make sure that you have those proof points, right? And proof points comes with that data, the impact that you've had, whether it's testimonials or case studies or stories that you can share of the impact of what it is that you've done, what you've helped create, what you've helped to transform for that client. And so those are the proof points that helps to solidify, to concretize the value that you bring. And you want to make sure that in essence, you are over delivering the experience. Even though somebody thinks that they're going to get one thing, how do you deliver on that one thing? But then you plus it to deliver more than is expected, right? Because when you deliver more than is expected, you're creating that experience of like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. And that creates happiness for your client because you're giving them these surprises and these feel-good factors. And it really is part of this overarching strategy, to definitely be remarkable. And when you are remarkable, that's when you can charge the higher prices. So that said, what are you committed to doing for your own business? You know, how are you creating that story? How are you honoring those emotional ties when you could connect to your clients at a higher level? And is that brand promise clear to your clients? Do they know what your brand promise is? And are you over delivering on it? Are you really making it remarkable, right? And are you meeting them where they're at? Is the reason why they reached out and invested in your product, service, or program? So that's how I really look at, if you want to charge higher prices, these are the things that you absolutely should be taking a look at in order to really be in integrity and aligned and congruent, to see that there's that exchange, right? The exchange of energy that you are giving from this place of absolute certainty that you can deliver on that promise. And then what you're going to get back is, of course, not only the ability to charge those higher price points, but you're also going to surprise and delight, create hopefully what's a customer for life, a client for life, somebody that is just oohing and aahing about what you can do for them. And therein lies the big opportunity of what you can do. And really the net of it is this is how you can charge higher prices. All right. All right, that's what I have for you today. Let me know what you think about that. If you have any questions, reach out to me on social media. And if you haven't heard already, I have a little ebook, Positioning to Profit, the guide for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs struggling to stand out. You can find that over at positioningtoprofit.com/BOOK. So positioningtoprofit.com/BOOK. book. It's also going to be in the show notes. And thank you so much for checking out this episode. Let me know how I can support you so that you can create your category of one and make your competition irrelevant. All right, we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them. And use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.